question and revoke Fox News licenses, but it won't happen until we can generate enough public pressure to force a real investigation and real accountability. This event is organized by the Boston Media Reform Network, a still growing and fledgling organization that you can search the web for them, too. I'm not sure what their website is yet. They're so fledgling. I don't even know their website. But you can meet them at the event and find out more. Next Thursday, August the 4th at noon at Fox News, which is located right on Beacon Street, right across from the State House in Boston.
And the Haley House Bakery Cafe will be exhibiting work by artist Napoleon Jones Henderson from July 25th to September 17th. The exhibit is called From Pickin' Cotton to Pickin' Presidents. Jones Henderson is a Roxbury resident and a pioneer in the black arts movement. Each work in the exhibit is based upon a significant individual or event which is directly linked to the election of President Barack Obama. Haley House Bakery Cafe is located in Dudley Square, Roxbury. For more information, visit haleyhouse.org. That's H-A-L-E-Y house.org.
Cuba, Gains and Challenges of the Socialist Revolution, next Tuesday, August the 2nd at 7 p.m. at Encuentro Cinco, 33 Harrison Ave, 5th floor, Chinatown. Learn about the revolution and why U.S. progressives and revolutionaries must defend it against U.S. aggression. The event is sponsored by the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Now that's a party! They are a member organization of the Answer Coalition. For more information, you can email boston at pslweb.org.
And the 13th annual Roxbury International Film Festival began yesterday and runs through Sunday. The festival includes workshops, panel discussions, and film screenings at the Museum of Fine Arts, Massachusetts College of Art, Wentworth Institute of Technology, Northeastern University, the Roxbury Center for the Arts at Hibernian Hall, and the Coolidge Corner Theater. For the full schedule and more information, visit roxburyfilmfestival.org.
Indeed, and we're almost out of time, but I have to do one more because this is good and important and interesting. Transforming Conflict is hosting workshops on Kingian nonviolence. In this introductory course, participants will receive an overview of the life, work, and teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King, and will explore how his philosophy of nonviolence can be applied to confront injustice and build towards beloved community. The curriculum for this course has been taught and implemented in countries around the world. This two-day course will be taught twice, Sunday, August 7th at La Casa de la Cultura in East Boston, and Sunday, August 14th at Encuentro Cinco in Chinatown, or Saturday, August 13th and Sunday, August 14th, both at Encuentro Cinco. You have your choice of those two different options. It's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. For more information and to register, visit transformingconflict.net. The views and opinions expressed on this program have been those of the participants and not necessarily the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or MIT. Thank you, Mark. Thank you to our guest, David Rothauser, tonight. And thank you to you out there for listening. I'm Linda. Thank you for, I said thank you enough times. Stay tuned. Thank you for staying tuned to Music for Human Beings coming up as soon as the music runs out. Oh, both of them are going to run out at the same time. Heavens. You're listening to WMBR in Cambridge at 7 p.m. or so. music for human beings. On WMBR. Feel the waves wash over you. The waves of eternity. And join us in solemn meditation. With us today is Erno, Potions Master.
Thank you, Aurora. As always, it is a pleasure to spend the beginning of my weekend in meditation with you. Today we meditate in a jungle of emotions.
And how do we navigate through this jungle?
Well, sometimes for navigation, it is best to find a guide. We all have guides. Different guides for different situations. Navigators that guide us through the sea of perplexing emotion that surrounds us. They are people that come in different forms, different sizes, different shapes, in different times. You never know where they will pop up, but they are always there when you need them. Do you have any guides, Aurora?
I have every guide and no guide. For as we guide others, so we are guided.
Yes, we cannot forget the responsibility we have to the community around us. As we are lost in the storm, so are many others. Perhaps walking a path that we have trodden in the past. And maybe we can help them find their way. For sometimes we cannot be guided, but we must guide.
And I believe that it is often the most difficult thing to do. For as we guide, we realize that we are not entirely sure that we are doing so correctly. And he who is being guided does not realize that we feel this insecurity, this strange ambivalence.
But isn't that the mark of a good leader? For no one's perfect. No one truly knows the way. Some people just have better guesses than others, and it is those who can portray their guesses as reason that become our leaders, is it not?
It all lies within perception.
It makes you wonder if any of us really have a set path, or perhaps we are just cutting a new path in the jungle, each and every one of us going our own way, and there really isn't a right way or a wrong way.
Yes, and I really like this analogy. See, I've always thought of our lives as the seeds,
the pollen drifting through the wind, allowing the universe to drift us gently from one place to another. But yes, perhaps at times it is more like hacking through a jungle, attempting to find your own way through the brush, through the eternal struggle.
Each one of us has different tools to help cut through that brush. Some of us have potions, others music. And there are many, many different types of tools that can help us find our way.
And each tool has its specific sensation. Of the five senses, we embrace one of them as our own.
Yes, indeed. Each tool has its own specific purpose, its own specific feel.
We all know that I prefer the sense of hearing.
And I the sense of taste.
Then perhaps real enlightenment lies in the synesthetic unity of all.
Perhaps the best path is the one forged by all the senses. The person who makes the most use out of the tools given them. I wonder what these tools are. They can be different for each and every person. Well, friends, you are listening to Music for Human Beings. If you would like to share with us your tools for the road, or to tell us a story about those who have guided you, please call in. We have two lines open. Our number is 617-253-8810. And we eagerly await your input.
Yes, I'm particularly interested that perhaps the best way for me to understand you is to experience through tasting, hearing, or through hearing, tasting. How a sound, a note can sound sour, or sweet, or bitter.
And in the opposite sense, I believe sometimes an apple can taste loud or quiet.
I believe usually a good apple tastes very loud.
It would have to keep the doctor away.
And perhaps this is the difference between us and the simpler creatures who just live. Whereas we live and do not allow ourselves to live. Perhaps rather than just experiencing these sensations through just feeling them, we overanalyze them in an attempt to bring meaning and peace, and through that attempt, through that struggle, we bring to ourselves war and discontent.
Indeed. I entirely and utterly agree with this statement. Sometimes the path is best forged blindfolded. Sometimes we must run off instincts. For if we overanalyze and if we overreason, we put up roadblocks in our path. Sometimes maybe it is best to trust that we just know the way.
And then we come back full circle to He Who Helps. does not know if he is truly helping. How can you answer that question when you're traveling along the paths?
I think the problem is that question can only be answered once you're at the destination.
Then perhaps there is no wrong answer. For every destination is a different place, and every destination does not allow you to understand the differences. Had you chosen perhaps a better or worse path, and perhaps that is a blessing, that through our lack of vision and ability to propagate information, the universe saves us from feeling eternal regret.
Regret. It's a strange thing when you think about it. It's a statement that basically says we are only allowed to forge one path, we have one journey. It is best to, how do you say, make the most of it. Sometimes you can't turn around because your path took you over a waterfall. And you are forever and perpetually stuck on the other end, forced to move forward, forced to live with the decision to travel down that road.
Is it better then? Is there no place for regret in our human experience, or does it allow us to mold our future in a better way? Does it stand as a flag, a warning, or does it only allow us to consume ourselves mentally and bury ourselves deep within our souls rather than embracing the universe for what we have?
I think, though, regret as a statement that there is no turning back, it's also a statement that the journey can be changed at any point. You can't turn around, but you can move from a rocky road to a well-trodden path. And regret or guilt or penance, all of these things are there for the purpose of putting us on a better path. Alternatively, I'd say something like worry. Worry is an emotion that is there to cause us to think about the path ahead, to see the waterfalls before we leap over them, to see the tigers hiding in the trees ready to pounce on us. Jungle has become quiet.
Quiet can either indicate trouble to come. Or a rest.
Is this quiet, peaceful, or ominous? I'm not sure.
It savors of both, definitely. It tastes of nostalgia.
I find it strange how much of our lives are seemingly governed by coincidence, as they say. It doesn't make sense at times. To make an analogy with a previous experience, during my more active days as a potionologist, I was working in the jungles of New Guinea with the local native peoples, studying holistic remedies that they had developed that were completely foreign to Western medicine. And during my travels from one village to another, I got lost in the woods, and there were many, many, many dangers, but yet I happened to wander into another person in the middle of the jungle. Someone, a Westerner, someone I did not expect to see, who happened to be coming from another village, and I was able to find my way back with his help. And I guess many people would interpret it something like that as a coincidence. But sometimes I wonder if perhaps the universe had meant for me to meet that person. That perhaps I was fated, as you say, or maybe he was just one of those guides on the road. Ah, refreshing.
I wonder if any of our listeners has any words to say about regret, whether they experience it, whether they try to push it away or embrace it. And if you are listening and would like to weigh in, our number is 617-253-8810. And we have two lines open. Please widen our circle.
Please be our guide.
Or our person to be guided.
As a separate question, I would like to ask our listeners, what do you think about fate? Do you believe your life is governed by coincidence? Or do you believe there is something more? And I believe we have our first voice. Welcome, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I'm really good at regrets because I've got a very good memory. And so it's very easy for me to suddenly, almost Billy Pilgrim-like, be back when something happened that I wish hadn't, and basically feel like I'm back there in that room at that point and not be able to change anything.
In fact, I found that the
antidepressants that work best for me are the ones that actually screw up my memory.
It's very strange, caller. I find myself doing the same thing at times.
Down in a minute.
I will find myself in my mind rewalking the path, saying, metaphorically, I should not have stepped here, I should not have stepped there.
Most especially not stepped at that.
Now,
yes,
color.
Exactly.
Do you find that this reflection, does it allow you to advance as a person? Does it allow you to see your future in a clearer way, or does it just fog your mind up? And
just bugs me, really.
It just bugs you.
Because, and I have to go, as for fate in my life, because there is no governor. So don't expect a state of execution.
Beautiful words, caller. Thank you so much for them.
Yes, a great addition. Once again, if you would like to comment on our discussion of fate and coincidence and guides along the road, our number is 617-253-8810, and we once again have two lines open. Please let your voice be heard. Here we are, halfway through the hour, hitting the rest stop on the road.
I hope that we can release our regret now and feel the moment. Allow the notes, the colors, the air to wash over us and melt into us. Allow ourselves to become creatures of the now. To feel the embrace of the universe.
And as our previous caller advised, we should stop being creatures of the then. For the path has been trodden. And if you step there or you stepped in that, it's not coming off your shoe now, so we might as well just move on.
Scrub it away. Feel the waters of time cleanse you.
For as time heals all, time cleans all.
And washes all away. We are but a momentary ripple upon the surface of time.
Here comes another guide. Welcome, caller. Hello, caller.
I believe that was the click of guidance, perhaps telling us that eagerness, awaiting the input of others, can sometimes only lead to distress. I feel much more relaxed now. And yes, and this relaxation brings us another caller. Caller 2, welcome to the program.
Hello, Caller 2.
Can you hear us?
Ah, it seems all of our guides are getting lost along the way.
We must make our own wisdom now.
I propose a meditation. Let us all sit back, close our eyes, and listen to the drops fall in this music. And as we do so, think about a particularly troublesome point on the path. One that tripped you up. One that you wish perhaps you were on a different path or you had made different decisions down the road. Where would that take you? Is it a better place? Is it a worse place? How would you be different? Would you be different? Perhaps you would have different friends, a different career. Would it all be for the better, or perhaps maybe this one bad moment brought about so much good you wouldn't change it for the world? I really wonder, what do our listeners think? Has anyone experienced a moment like this, a universal turning point in your lives where it changed everything once and for all and forever? Perhaps it was a bad experience, but I like to think they're all for the best.
Beautiful. And I believe that in the end, as we look back upon our lives, seasoned veterans of the universe, and trace back how we've gotten to the place that we are, we realize, we begin to understand the unity, the structure, and we lose regret. The further we are from a circumstance, the more we can embrace its results. And so for those who have experienced recent setbacks, recent regrets, perhaps it is good to understand that whatever your emotional state currently, in the future, you will feel different. You will almost definitely lose that feeling of regret, of tangible sadness. And it will all melt together into the beautiful, beautiful fabric of the universe, into this feeling of wishing to just lie in bed or in a hammock after a long but beautiful day. For in the end, isn't that what our life really is? Very recently, actually, experienced a personal setback. And it has now been 3 years since the nodules on my vocal cords have begun to heal And this may seem like a small thing to those of you who are not vocal therapists. But within my vocal cords lay my occupation, my purpose, my ability. And while I do not sound the same as I did back then, right now, in this moment, the sound of my voice is what it is, and it is beautiful in its own way, just as the path that my life has taken. Without those notes of solemnness, of tragedy, of melancholy, the entire thing would be far too saccharine. But now it can be given deeper meaning. And isn't that, after all, what we all yearn for?
In this sense, maybe walking the path is not really the purpose, but it is forging the path where the soul lies.
I like that. We are often consumed by the idea of the destination, the thought that we are only living in order to get to a better place. But perhaps we should begin to live. Full stop.
Perhaps you can only get to a good place by walking and making a good path.
Introduce our third caller, perhaps. Who knows? Caller 3, welcome to the show. If you can hear us. I believe there is something there.
We have quite a lot of people getting lost along the path today.
Or perhaps they are just forging their way. Caller.
Hey, do you guys know John Jacob?
Which John Jacob is this?
Right, so there's this guy, right?
Mm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I think I can hear my ear. I don't think I can hear my ear.
We can hear you, caller.
Hey.
You do not need to hear your own ear in order to be heard.
Is this on? Oh, it's the overlay of the computer. Is it? Is it delayed on the internet?
Yes, it is.
Very strange, a voice from the future.
let us try again. To reach out, caller, can you hear us?
Hello, caller. We are here, if you are. And apparently the caller is not here, so neither are we. I'm very confused.
Perhaps we are figments of our own loneliness. And here we are with yet another attempt. Caller, are you there?
Hello? I'm on the air. Cave battle are Narshnar, and Narshnar doesn't... It's Schnapschnarsh, and Schnarshnar is Schnapschnarsh. So, where we say that there is Schnapschnarsh, and Narshnar is Schnapschnarsh. Yes.
I believe what you are referring to is a tautology, caller. And perhaps you are correct. In this understanding...
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yes, in the understanding that the universe is a tautology, that we are here because we perceive it, but we only perceive it because we are here.
Do you like movies?
Personally, I do.
You?
I very much like movies.
Are you a teacher? Do you teach at MIT?
I am not a teacher by trade, but I like to think that we are all teachers sometimes.
What do you get paid for?
At the moment, I don't necessarily get paid in the monetary sense. My pay is mostly spiritual.
Do you have a job? Do you go to MIT?
Personally, I'm a retired individual.
Now, caller, I sense that you have a very strong connection to the social structures of jobs, and you seem to hold great weight to it. Why do you think that is?
I am watching this guy, and this guy told me that if you keep watching this guy, then the people on TV with FBI files will give out their addresses and then will go to baby school where people have jobs. I've got a big problem with that in my time span, but it's not affecting my life.
Well, perhaps, caller, you should watch the sky. Just for watching the sky, which is beautiful.
I travel around and I get very bored, and I don't want to fall asleep. And I can't nudge my feet into the ground.
So you feel like you are not rooted, caller. You move around. You change position.
Yes, I am going to look at you. This guy... he wanted to be really cute for me, and I accepted that. So, we gave him cookies and donuts, and he was cool with it. So, there's this other guy, and he doesn't really care.
I am extremely confused.
It's perhaps caring and uncaring. Had so much to do with what we call the game. And perhaps the only way to win is to not play at all.
Hello.
Hello, caller 4. Welcome.
I just tuned in, so I don't know what the subject matter was previously to the one I tuned in, but I just wanted to put forth a spiritual request.
By all means, caller.
Well, you know, with this debt debate in Congress going on that everyone's heard about in the news every 5 seconds, 55 million people on Social Security, disabled and elderly people are facing the possible to be cut off their benefits because of these greedy people who want to let the rich go free from paying taxes, and they want to instead spend trillions of dollars to fund three wars in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq instead of balancing the budget with that money. Basically bankrupted the economy through funding wars, which that's another case of casualties of war, the ones who get deprived of needed social services because the money spent on war instead. So I want to put out a request to everyone listening and to you at the studio that you send forth spiritual vibes to Washington, D.C., to make these madmen called politicians wake up and see what they're doing to people, you know.
Well, thank you so much for your opinion, caller. And
so could you do that right now for a second? Just send out a vibe toward Washington, D.C.?
Towards peace and lack of fighting.
We are all vibing.
Good. I think combined vibrations can shake the status quo.
It's very, very convenient. The beginning of our program today, we were talking about guides and leaders and how sometimes even they can be lost.
Yes. Well, the great prophet Jesus talked about sheep without a shepherd.
That's right, and sometimes the best thing we can do is admit that we don't know what we are doing, and yet at other times, the best thing to do is pretend that we do.
Yeah. Pretending is another state of reality.
Sometimes pretending can bring hope.
Yes, pretending borders imagination. And if you imagine something to be, as in John Lennon's famous song, Imagine, by imagining it to be, it could help it come along to be.
That's great. And we tend
to
try.
Thank you for your vibrations, and maybe we can rattle all the vibrations of all the people in the world in this country, can rattle the foundations of government and bring about some humanitarian decisions.
Well, and thank you so much, caller, for bringing your opinions and allowing us to vibrate together.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, we try to remain apolitical on this show, but I believe it is within the scope of our program to promote helping one another as opposed to killing one another. It is my personal opinion that killing only leads to violence.
Yes, as they say, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
This soft music leading us towards the end of the program. the sun winding. Let's bring in another voice to share with us. Caller 5, welcome.
And as we are vibrating together, this is the time to remember that when we are vibrating, whether we are vibrating together or whether we are vibrating as individuals, that Ceiling Cat is watching you.
Indeed.
I'm personally unfamiliar with this feeling, Cat. But perhaps it is an analogy. Do you have any ideas, Erno?
I don't have any. All this talk of vibrating and oscillating. And of course there's the synonym vacillating, which I at first thought meant the process of making Vaseline, but then found out it was not the case. It's a humorous anecdote to end our hour. I think we made some progress today in the understanding of the journey.
Yes. And we are kept here, perhaps a bit more wise. Let us take one last caller towards the end of our program. Caller, welcome.
Hello. Hello, human beings. How are you?
We are well, and yourself?
I'm quite well. Thank you so much. I wanted to talk to you about the cat.
Yes, caller.
The cat is the cat in the ceiling. If you are a cat, imagine that you're a cat. There are two cats that are important to you. Ultimately important. One is the cat, the ceiling cat. And the other cat is the basement cat. And you have to be aware that ceiling cat is watching you to make sure you're good. And if you're bad, basement cat might take you.
Thank you very much for this explanation, caller. Great analogy.
Yes, yes. You're very welcome.
But unfortunately, we are running very low on time.
I do understand.
Thank you for your input.
Sure.
Have a good weekend, caller.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And
we are reaching the end of the hour.
Our final destination for the week.
That's right. This has been Music for Human Beings on WMBR 88.1. Thank you to Erno, the Potions Master.
Thank you for having me, Aurora, and have a wonderful weekend.
We are on every Friday at 7 p.m. Join us again next week when our regular host, Dr. Jalis, will be back, hopefully. Namaste.
always wear your seatbelt. So far, so good. But if you should cut in front of an 18-wheeler on the highway and make that truck jam on his brakes, all of your high-tech safety features just might sound like this. It can take a truck twice as long to stop as a car. For your own safety, give those big rigs a lot of room. Remember, tangle with a truck and you lose. A public service message from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Just fast.